Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Add sugar, fake vanilla extract, fish sauce, corn powder, milk bones, unbloomed gelatin, and one McNugget. No sauce. Freeze in an ice cream freezer until firm. The ice cream, not you.
Oh.
Remove the ice cream from the freezing cylinder and shove it in your pocket. Make it fit, you bitch.
Today, we've lost the great NFL hero, Franco Harris.
Serious, yes. The Immaculate Reception, one of the all-time greats of greats of greats. They don't make them like that anymore. And,
they do not.
72 years young.
Two immaculate receptions that I've seen in my lifetime, Mike. That is Franco Harris's catch and you catching Carlos Hart. One in a million, Doc. One in a million.
That takes something to get cut off on a flight.
From my knowledge of TSA, would she have had to buy those?
No, on the other little side? Guys. The
she's
little guys.
Getting them from the little the flight bitties.
Attendants. Yeah. Yes. Oh, she's getting.
Yes.
Pink. And she's dropping them.
Yeah. And then to the point that
darling, how silly of me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Can I have your autograph, Miss Coolidge?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
With Christmas right around the corner, time is the most precious gift of all. Even if you had a tree full of elves to help you, you'd still feel like you don't have enough time to get ready for the big day. The big bearded man and the big birthday for the little Christ child. That's why you need to mind your minutes. Craft to the rescue. You can save precious time and delight your rum-tum tummy with our fast and easy tropical holiday treat. It's Dan O'Brien's Flyin' Hawaiian Cayenne Hyan Pie and Mayan Quick Bread. Start by getting your family's sick bowl and give it a good rinse with an outdoor hose. Use a nozzle to get all the chunks. Separate one dozen eggs using the Donald Trump method. This means keep the whites isolated. Put all 12 yolks in a used compression sock and swing it above your head until you begin to cramp. Set aside and promptly disregard. Acquire a medium to large rubber boot from that sketchy hardware store near the edge of town and fill it with 28 fluid ounces of lukewarm Yoo-Hoo. Add one tangerine, two steaks, three capers, four starlight mints, five teaspoons of the juice that settles on the top of your mustard, and six smoked clams. Sprinkle generously with cardamom, some cardadad, and just a pinch of Cardi B. Mix by putting on the boot and hopping vigorously. When you feel it sticking to your toes, move on to step two. Make sure you have completed step one. Step three, move on to step four. Using a window screen, preferably from a bedroom window, strain 2 quarts of water that is collected in a discarded tire from your backyard. Gently warm the fluid in a sun tea jar, add 6 Tetley brand tea bags, and brew slowly until the water becomes the color of a dehydrated diabetic's urine. Don't miss the Tetley Tea coupon in this month's issue of Modern Insurrectionist magazine. It's the People's Periodical. Remember, when you teabag, think Tetley. Time out for tiny little tea leaves and Tetley tea. Time to milk your llama. What? Don't forget to warm your hands. Step 5. Separate the llama cream from the skim llama milk, which should be poured down a slow drain in your weird neighbor's cellar. Use the llama cream to make a traditional llama gelato. Add sugar, fake vanilla extract, fish sauce, corn powder, milk bones, unbloomed gelatin, and one McNugget. No sauce. Freeze in an ice cream freezer until firm. The ice cream, not you.
Oh.
Remove the ice cream from the freezing cylinder and shove it in your pocket. Make it fit, you bitch. Step 6. Fry 9 slices of beef bacon and save the fat. Put the crispy bacon on your ceiling fan blades, taking care to not turn the fan in a counterclockwise direction. Simmer the bacon fat until it smokes and your kitchen is filled with dark, acrid smoke. Breathe deep and regret your life choices. Step 7. Throw the hot grease at your most ungrateful family member, and as they scream, whisk together 1 cup of mayonnaise, 2 cups of Miracle Whip, 3 cups of Pantry Pride brand salad dressing, 1 tablespoon of Goober grape, 1 little Debbie oatmeal snack cake, and a single caviar egg. Put the mixture in a World War I German officer's helmet, the kind with a spike on top, and use an immersion blender to incorporate 1 bag of uncooked egg noodles. Put the helmet in a preheated 170-degree oven and top with potting soil, playground sand, and medium gravel. And, of course, Kraft Baby Marshmallows. Serve in a non-denominational holiday mug garnished with celery hearts. Drink slowly and notify a physician. Another holiday favorite from Kraft. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Mike Thank O'Mara, you. Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes, the last show of 2022, ladies and gentlemen, we're here. Oscar Santana, who has been traveling the world and not missing a show and emailing from the plane and texting from the plane and flying all over the country. And my God, you're back in Los Angeles after flying to Washington, and now you will have some regular downtime with your family, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a full docket of activities. After the show today, Mike, we go to Redondo Beach, have a beautiful breakfast by the ocean. And then in the afternoon, we go to the Peterson Auto Museum.
Oh, wow.
And after that, we come back home and we have a family dinner.
Wow, you are overbooked.
Is the Peterson Auto Museum, is that from... is that from Vandalay Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No. I'm not 100% sure.
Hello, this is Peterson, Mr. Peterson.
Norm Peterson.
This is Norm Peterson. Well, we've had a bit of bad luck.
Isn't the Peterson Museum like downtown Hollywood?
It is.
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's an exotic car and classic car museum. And what I love about, Mike, you probably have someone like this in your life, and Rob, you as well. There are certain people in someone's in their lives where they like to organize, they like to plan, they like to do things. And I'm always up for like whatever it's there, it's fine. Mm-hmm. My brother's wife loves to plan.
Yeah.
And when I landed,
she comes into from Beantown.
Yeah.
And she gets to LA and she starts doing the itinerary for the whole family. I'm curious about your sister, who's also a physician, and your sister's husband, who is also a physician. What is? And I never get his name. What is his
Costa.
Name?
Just Costa. Costa.
I thought it was Clark. Yes. Isn't it Clark?
Clark! So your sister and your brother-in-law, are they still slaying the dragon leading up to the holiday?
My sister is off. My brother-in-law is on call for the next couple of days.
Okay, all right, and then everybody's going to have some real time.
He's a pediatric intensivist, so he's working on babies' hearts.
Wow, yeah. Wow, my
God. Well, at least they're little ones.
That's why you can never really complain in front of him when you're at the dinner table.
You're such an ass with your sad ass. Oh, God, didn't even notice it.
You know, we were so, Oscar and I were like running around like chickens with our heads cut off before the show, just getting some stuff done, some last bit of business. But that's great that this is the time of year I'm on the shelf with my favorite sport, which means I'm forced to, you know, take it easy and hang around the house. And after the show is over, it's Michael William, and more Michael William. And I'm really, really
best time of year excited for it. And he's almost at, I would say, the perfect age for this time of year.
Yeah, it is. It's so much fun. And really, I really, really relish the opportunity to have these Christmases with him, because this is when it's go time. This is when Christmas was the most
this
fun.
Is when it counts.
7, yeah. 8, 9, 10, yeah. 11. You know, that's it. Yeah. And then after it, that sneer that he was faking the other day becomes real.
Absolutely.
And I see it all the time.
Oh, I got the sneer. I got the teenagers now in the house.
Oh, that's right. They're all teenagers.
My six-year-old, my brother and sister-in-law's kid, like, he still loves and thinks Tio Scott and Tia Shannon are cool. My niece and nephew, they're definitely in high school and middle school and eighth grade, respectively.
Now, are we getting a different Luca than we got at Podville? Because he was a non-sneering, helpful kid.
No. He's great. He's the same mature that you were at, but he's okay. Still dealing with the woes of being in high school, right?
Sure. It's not easy.
My niece, Sophia, isn't the woes of being a teenage girl. And
I can relate.
I don't know what it's supposed to be like, but as I said to my wife, I said, I don't know what to do. I just smile and then move on. And that's it. Because you don't know if things are the end of the world or not.
How old is she? How old is she?
13, and she's 13.
And is she a freshman or eighth grade?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Okay.
So I remember, you know, my memories of middle school are just it being the all-time worst time.
Well, wasn't it weird because you had several grades in that schoolroom? It also was a church, I remember.
Yes, and it was when Ma Ricketts came in, and what's the little house on the prairie?
The Ingalls family, and Mrs. Beadle was your teacher, Miss Beadle.
Yeah, and then you know we compensated by just smoking pot all day.
That's how we grew the best pot.
Which tumbleweed would make it down the hill first?
My memory is vague, but the way it went down, I know that there was a class presidency thing where they had a little election for the, and I know I got effed over. It was like the first time in my life that I really got
You were
screwed.
Running for president?
I think I was running for president, I believe. And then my best friend endorsed somebody else. And it was a painful time. John Burney, of all people, was involved in that. And, you know, it was one of the many series of things where, you know, people that I would be involved with in business, you know, would ultimately be cruel to me. You know, I guess it was to portend my future to a degree.
You've got a wonderful Burney in your life now. Charlie Burney is a great partner.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Sanders.
Bernie Sanders has always been a good, solid
option.
Well, this was his last name, you know, but Charlie Burney, and it's spelled different than Charlie Burney's last name. So Charlie Burney comes up in the second segment where I do my year in review segment. I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Do you feel the spirit
of Christmas?
Yes.
I've had it longer this year. So it waned yesterday when after the show, I hopped in the car with my wife, and my wife, who is really beginning to supersede me as the more important earner in the house.
Yeah.
Not that she's earning more, but she is she's very, very dedicated to what she does, and she is in balls-to-the-wall time right now with her work. So that's what it involved. And let me see. How did that go down with her? She yesterday collected us. My son and myself, we drove down to her workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Then after we went to her workplace, we drove to her supplier for her fantastic Dermglow cosmetics.
You and your son and her?
Michael and I waited in the car while she went into this this very, very state-of-the-art
fulfillment facility.
Place where she gets her stuff. And she was in there, let me see, I timed it. She was in there for 11 days.
Wow.
11 days as we were out in the car. And I'm feeling like...
Did you
like,
opt to stay in the car? Did she offer you to go
I'm not
in?
Going, I'm not going in. Okay. I'm not going in to say hi to people I don't know.
All right.
Hello, husband. you know, and my son was in the car with me. And
you could always
chatting.
Point and say, that's my girl.
Yeah, there she is. And I, so I sat in the car, and Michael gets a little bit, where is mom? And I'm like, you know, I know. She and my son, this is where they're getting older. I'm going to go check on her. And I'm like, you go ahead. And I just sat in there just paying. I was super sleepy because the night before I had stayed up super late, so I was a little sleep deprived. You might have wondered, you might have not known that yesterday at the beginning of the show.
I didn't pick her up on anything.
I did say to Rob, I said, was he unusually grumpy?
I was.
Might be the
I was. I own it. Thank you.
that was yesterday's show in a
nutshell. So she comes out, and then I knew, and the reason I was a little more frustrated is this is about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And,
well, almost dinner time.
Well, that's for us. Yeah, dinner. Because we eat super early.
Yeah.
So we go to one place, this Japanese sushi takeout joint called Kyoto.
Yeah.
And Kyoto has the best teriyaki chicken. Very simple. It's the bowl is 500 calories. It's a lot of calories, but it's the but you know what the calories are, and it's true to the calories. That's what you get every time. So I had 1,200 calories left.
Okay.
And I knew, Carla said, well, why don't you, since we're going over there and we're going to probably just get it and go right home, why don't you check out their menu? And she goes, check out the bento box. So I look at the bento box.
What is the bento box?
And the bento box
sounds
has
great.
The teriyaki chicken that I love, plus you get a side, spring roll, egg roll, some other things. Oh, crab rangoon. Never been a fan.
Very
it's cream
old school.
Cheese.
Very old
it's
school.
It's cream cheese. It's
also,
a loss. It's a profit leader.
The
That's
villain
why they put it
in
up.
Batman Begins, if I'm not mistaken.
Crab Rangoon?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
Crab
that's
Crab Rangoon.
University of Rangoon is where Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing matriculated.
Yes, another related tendencies. So I get the bento box. It's got me the teriyaki chicken with vegetables, which I haven't had.
Oh, that's great.
Got a side of vegetables. Mm-hmm. Then it's got the egg roll, which I haven't had. I haven't had an egg roll because I'm fat and I'm not allowed in a very, very long time. So I'm really excited about the egg roll. And then I get a California roll as well.
Dude.
And, and then it was like so much food. And I was like, but I was within my calories. And then my weight was down 2 pounds today.
Oh, that's great.
Which was so exciting for me because I watered up yesterday because I didn't finish eating. I'm done eating by 4 o'clock. I can't eat anything more.
You've
so
moved
I'm
all the cards
loaded.
Over and you're done eating for the day.
Exactly. I'm just loading up with water and it worked. And I was so happy this morning. La, la, la.
Do you weigh yourself? Do you purposely take a leak before you weigh yourself?
Of course, yes. Of course you do.
Of course,
you have to. Yeah. Anybody that weighs themselves does that.
Yes,
you know?
I like to throw up.
I eat.
See, I do it while I'm weighing myself.
I like to throw up. I eat seven pancakes and then I weigh myself. That's the way it goes. So, this just amazing experience of food. You just when you're limiting yourself, but then you get like a massive calorie infusion.
Yeah,
it's just exciting. To agree.
I agree.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you can't go further than that. That's it for the day.
No.
You've had your massive amount of food, and man, oh man.
And the that problem, that's what leads to problems. When you say, well, if I've had this,
maybe
fortune cookie.
Nah,
and
you
then
can't.
A few
you
Oreos, can't. And then, you know, yeah. before
I
you
had,
know it.
I had 100 and maybe 170 calories left, and so I went a little over because the last thing I ate of the day was a Clif Bar. I had a clue.
Okay, all right.
That's it.
I didn't include the nutritional information on the fruitcake. Fruitcake is, the whole fruitcake is 80 calories. So if you cut it into quarters.
Do you know how much a whole fruit, do you know?
No.
Don't want to know.
No.
Don't want to know.
It's really, know. There's not a lot of calorie forgiving ingredients. I'd say the lowest calorie ingredient, it might be the nutmeg.
But do you know, have you ever noodled it through and figured out what the caloric value of an entire fruitcake would be?
No, you have to think probably like 300 grams of nuts and then probably a decent amount of
vegetables. You've never done that? How have you never done that?
The man is he was a raging alcoholic / diabetic. You think he's counting?
Yeah. Count numbers, as my Aunt Dorothy used to say, numbers bore me.
I know there is, but I mean, sometimes I look at him. Look at how much weight he's lost.
He looks like a male model.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure.
Yesterday with the Argyle sweater, yeah, I was like, guy absolutely.
I'd be curious because I've eaten one.
I would
one.
Too. You know what?
You've eaten one in a sitting.
Oh my God, I've eaten more than one in a sitting.
And you've eaten more than one fruitcake in a sitting?
I think I've eaten one and then said, you know what, just a little more.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
The fruitcakes are fantastic. I'm just curious about maybe we shouldn't say this.
No.
This would affect sales for next year.
No, yeah, Mike, they're protein rich with nuts. The fruit is good for you. The fresh seasonings are great.
That's not fruit, that's candy.
Mike, those are superfoods. Those seasonings
dried
are
dried fruit.
No,
that's
no,
like
no,
candy.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's candy. Oscar, yes, yeah. Oscar.
You have to treat yourself. You got to treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
This is a treat. How many, Rob?
Yeah.
And be honest with us.
Mm-hmm. Does Oscar sound like he's on a telephone line to me?
No, he sounds good.
Does he sound okay to you?
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All I sound right, great to myself. Made. I hope I don't sound like a
you
telephone line.
You say that
line.
Every day.
When we come back in 2023, I want to tweak everything.
There's an idea. Like, I always feel like the baker has to taste their cooking, right?
Right.
So if you were... You probably eat them as they go, right? As you're baking at
this
home?
This year, I did not taste a fruitcake until Sunday night. I mean, wow. Of all the ones I made for the show, all the ones I made at home.
Yeah.
I can pretty much tell by look and texture and smell that they're right because I've done this so many times. But cutting into the ones that I made this year, it was even taxing my own health, putting my own health on the line. It was worth it. It was that good.
That's also how he examines his own stools.
Exactly, Mike. It's true. And
look and texture and taste.
Yeah, and there's the same amount of nuts.
Oh.
No, everyone who gets a fruitcake, I think, is going to be delighted. We've got the recipe pretty much down. So.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I have to ask Oscar, who flew from D.C. to Los Angeles last evening, yesterday afternoon, and in the middle of his text to me, he says, "Oh my God, some guy just opened up some homemade chili,
a cauldron." He said,
"A cauldron."
Yeah,
this guy is next to you. And then you came in this morning, and you said you had another issue with a lady on the plane.
I'll take a medical emergency that's six or seven rows ahead of me that doesn't divert the flight. Any day.
Yeah, and you had that on the way back.
Over a big bowl of chili.
I want to know all the details. I want to know how he, you know, when in the flight he whipped it out, what kind of vessel it was in, and then take it from
and
there.
And it all comes down to food courtesy. We have similar rules in a studio, but somehow they're thrown out the window when you go on a plane.
It's so gross.
It is. It really,
it can be
really
a sandwich.
Is.
It can be Chinese something
food.
Homemade.
It was easy. It actually got better, quote unquote, when in the age of COVID, when you wouldn't take off your mask to eat. You just sit there with your mask. If you remember, Mike, you wouldn't even get food on a flight for a while.
Right.
Because of COVID.
Right.
So now all bets are off. I sit down. I have got a window seat. It's a beautiful new airliner and Airbus. Just gorgeous. And I said, wow. This is all, you know, they'll have power. I can plug things in. They'll have good internet. It's going to be great. Flight takes off. Boop, boop. I'm texting the guys. I'm bringing out my devices. The internet is solid.
Yeah, it was solid. I was going to ask you about that. Because
were you on
a
modern plane?
Brand, it smelled brand new. Looked brand new. Had the lighting effects in the cabin. Which
I love that.
Brand new.
Awesome.
That new plane smell, too.
I was in the second row down with, not from first class, but with the extended leg room. Loved it. They upgraded me for free. And.
Sorry.
Don't be. Never apologize.
The guy next to me originally was a different person. And he was small, petite, seemed like a very nice fella.
Are you in the middle seat?
I'm on the window seat. So I'm
you're
the window
seat. Man, you did great. Yes. Upgraded window seat.
And he, I was like, this petite gentleman next to me, it's like, you know, he's watching his anime. I was like, this is great. The life is good. No, but it reminded me of a pony from India. If he was from India, it was a pony from either Bangladesh or India.
Well, pony's from India, isn't he? Aren't you pony from India?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
There we go.
So he immigrated. I don't know.
Right.
A tan fella. And he, I knew he was Latino when I said buenas noches. He looked at me like I was an alien. So
he said what?
I said buenas noches, like just because I thought it was Latin at first because of the he had a mask on, and they looked at me like I was an alien. So I realized, oh, this man is not one of my guys. It's somebody else's guys.
Oh, okay.
Not one of my tribe, but somebody else, right?
Middle Eastern, perhaps.
Could have been, don't know. I thought he might have been, you know, possibly from Brazil or just being nice.
But the beauty is that he was a perfect seatmate.
He was the perfect size.
Yeah.
I could put my elbows on both armrests.
Oh, that's
fine.
Great.
You know, if then, he didn't respond to the Buenos Noches, perhaps you should have looked at him and gone, go! Go!
You can tell on the video behind me, if you're watching, the messy tree is still up.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's what made me think of it. Yeah.
So the flight takes off, and then this guy, how tall is your son right now, Rob?
6'5", I think now.
Okay, he's probably 6'3". Wow.
Yeah, he is so tall.
Walks over, leans over to this gentleman, and says, hi, my wife is sitting right next to you. I've got an aisle seat. Two rows down. Would you like the aisle seat? And I'll sit next to my wife. And the guy's like, sure. He leaves.
Was this a larger gentleman?
No, just tall and lanky. Just he tall. Looked like he lanky. Looked athletic of some sort.
Okay. Mm. All right.
And that was fine.
And the guy was really cool about it. And yeah, he gave he was up cool. his seat. Because he wanted the aisle seat. So that's cool.
Yeah. He left. The guy sits down with his bag and immediately pulls out this cauldron of chili as big as my head.
No.
And by chili, I mean beef chili. God. Beef chili, homemade chili, in the plastic container.
Chili.
How do you get it through security?
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
That's true. I guess I don't either.
You could bring more than 3 ounces
chili.
Of anything.
Chili.
So it could have been chili.
Chili.
It could have been store bought.
This is true
because it might have been in a container. Because they probably wouldn't have let them through security.
The container looks stained. Like it's been
years. Oh, older, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
God. This is Mike. This was a cauldron of Hudson News brand chili.
Did you observe any eateries at, where'd you fly, at a National again?
Yeah.
They don't Did you have, observe have any chili eateries bowl. At National? They have Ben's Chili Bowl.
Could be.
That's what he's got. That's what he got.
But
yeah.
still. But
it's still stinky.
Yeah, he had he ripped it open, pulled two plastic chili cups out, like, to serve people.
Oh, so he bought like the family container that comes with serving utensils.
He served his wife. And then
he
himself.
Had to walk. Oh, she's next to
him. Right next to him, right?
So they're both.
They're both chowing down on chili.
Wow.
They're probably L.A. rubes that said, oh, I know this place. It's Ben's Chili Bowl. Let's get the chili.
I read about this in Washingtonian.
Yummy, yummy, love it.
President Obama goes here all the time.
All the time.
And in fairness to me, stinky chili is one thing. This smelled delicious. And I
let me interrupt you for a second there, because it's not just the annoying scent. It can be a scent that's like, you know, oh, I'm glad you're getting food. What about the rest of the
food? Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it smelled really good.
Total
and Ben's
FOMO.
Chili.
Total FOMO.
For those of you around the country who don't know, Ben's Chili Bowl is a DC institution, and they have expanded into local airports.
Yeah.
So, and also stadiums and all that.
Yeah.
They've
yes.
gotten bigger and better, and they've got phenomenal chili. They're really famous for their chili dogs.
Yeah, well, Half Smokes, that is the, culinary contribution that Washington, D.C. offers to the world, which is like a hot dog.
Exactly. Thank you. It's a hot dog.
And so they're enjoying, and there's a point there where I'm like, because at the beginning of the flight, I had shared my my Clorox wipes and my hand sanitizer with both people in the row. I thought we broke bread.
Right.
And I was like,
were you hoping perhaps for a little, would you like some?
I think if you do family style, You include everybody in your row.
Wouldn't it be great if Oscar looked over and said, you don't happen to have a third dining bowl,
I happen
do you?
To have... I'll put my hands together and please, I'll just slap it up. Please.
Hey, chili. Because you were hungry at that particular
time. Yeah, and the cart hadn't come by and whatever.
Oscar was also very last minute getting to his plane.
Yeah, and I didn't have lunch.
Yeah, he was jumping around here like crazy. Yeah. I mean, you left an hour and a half after you wanted to leave.
Flight was at 5. I arrived at the airport at 4:20. Thank God for clear.
What?
And TSA pre-check right on the plane.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. And thank you. A tip of the cap to Dan O'Brien for driving the Volvo and back.
So did you get a chance, Rob, to witness why he's tardy?
No, he was just very busy. He had the shoot and all that. And then he had to make a last minute, I guess, back to your house.
Yes. Before,
and so he said to me.
Were you freaked out a little bit that you were going to miss the plane?
I was freaked out.
I was not.
I was because he told me, he said, I got to leave here no later than 2:30 today. And I looked at the clock and it's 4. And he's not even back yet to get his Dan O'Brien ride.
50. Got there in 17 minutes.
Wow.
And you don't have a check bag. I have a backpack, right? That's
okay.
All I got. I have a backpack. Right. And so I'm thinking, okay, the worst of it is over. I order a little sandwich that cost me $11 from the cart.
Worth it.
And I asked in full transparency for a Jack and Diet Coke. The guy didn't hear me very well, so all he gave me was a Diet Coke, and I wasn't going to fight that and moved on with life.
That's bad.
And it was just working. I shot emails to Rob, like the team.
So with your family, that's the last drink you're going to have.
That's
correct.
Right.
That's it. I'm
the
dry.
Last drink of the year.
Dry. just dry. And
it's not so bad, really.
Then I'm startled by the lady in front of me that says, I'm sorry, do you see my wine bottle under my chair? And
everybody, this is a cross-country flight, folks.
At holiday
everybody's,
time. Yeah.
Correct. Getting rid of their stuff. They all
no less than 5 times does this lady drop different wine bottles.
Clank.
On the side of her, what would be her armrest, that would fall in front of me.
Right. Is she drinking these wine bottles?
She is
drinking
these wine. They cut her off. She's drinking these wine bottles.
Sensational.
Oh, really?
That takes something to get cut off on a flight.
Because I saw, you can, you, when you're like a row behind somebody, you can see like the conversations they're having to the left of you, right? That's in your
peripheral.
Once
again, though, right? I mean, from my knowledge of TSA, would she have had to buy those?
No,
the
little
side,
guys. The
she's
little guys.
Getting them from
the little
the flight attendants.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, she's getting.
Yes.
Pink.
And she's dropping them.
Yeah. And then to the point that.
Darling,
said, I'm
how
so,
silly of me.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Can I have
sorry.
Your autograph, Miss Coolidge?
it was like she, doppelganger. I kid you not.
Really?
She says to me, she says, can you believe they're out of white wine? As I'm clanking her bottles. Back
Oscar,
this, like,
can you
trash
believe
bag
they're out of white wine?
I normally take this flight regularly. I don't understand why it's all out of wine.
I normally get excellent service, Brad.
And the flight attendant came by after she for another bottle.
Oh,
like,
that's sad.
I'm so sorry, miss. We're out of white wine. She, you know, I don't know if she drank it all, but they're out of it.
Would you like to upgrade to vodka?
And she says, how about red? How about red?
No better idea than following white wine with red
wine.
That's
when you know if they're cutting her off. What do they say
she
when
says,
she asks for red?
We're also out of red as well.
Oh, she's lying.
Yep.
She's lying. Ladies of S-Face, they know.
They know.
Did you see the viral video of the lady wigging out in the airport when she thought somebody that her kids were gone? She threw a monitor.
She threw
a monitor at the gate attendant, and it was a whole big scene. She was out of her mind.
So
she was out of her mind.
We're about 45 minutes out from landing, and she says to me, she goes, I'm sorry, honey. And she's talking to me through this crack on next to my seat. Like, we're not
in
even
in front
like,
of you.
Yeah.
Conversing.
This
right?
is
she's
normally
a, she's in
well,
front of me.
The way a little kid would annoy you on a plane is by talking through the crack, but this is a fully grown woman.
Yes,
yeah.
So I only see like the side of her nose and some of her, or like her mouth talking. She's saying, do you see my license under the seat? I think it fell.
Oh, no.
So at this point, I can kick a wine bottle back to me, right? You can do that much. You can't really see what's fallen in front of someone's seat unless you're on the floor.
Right.
So I use technology. I take a picture of what's underneath my seat.
He's a gadget guy.
He loves it. He's so excited. This is probably going to be the highlight of his Christmas.
Did the picture catch anything? Did you see anything?
I first, when I'm taking the picture, I'm leaning down, I'm holding the phone, and I take a whiff of what, you know, smells like feet. And I said, well, I have my shoes on. Old, you know, Captain
the Chili Eaters.
He's got their shoes on.
Yes.
Let me see what this picture shows me. And I sent you both the picture, my creep pic, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is awesome.
And if you examine it, there is a shoe, but no foot in it. And there is no license that she's dropped. There happens to be a dog
dog. She's got a dog.
Yes. That poor dog's like, man, I got to take this lady out of there.
Oh, and it's like a sneaker, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so nasty.
The amazing thing is, Mike, this photo that he sent us has got 17,000 likes on Instagram.
Wow.
There's nothing like
it. What kind of dog are we talking about here?
It's just a miserable dog.
I see a lot of orange fur.
Put upon.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
He definitely needs to go.
So it was a combination of foot and wet dog, maybe.
Yeah,
too,
that dog, where do alcoholics go for their families?
Al-Anon.
Yeah. That dog needs a meeting. Like, he needs some support.
He's a literal support dog. He doesn't have a collar, but he's a support dog.
At the end of then 30 minutes out there, like, hey, pack your stuff up, put stuff away.
Yeah.
I let her know once. I said, hey, I just took a picture. There's no license on the floor. I'm sure it's, you know, in your bag or your pocket. So then I start, like, zipping up my stuff, putting, like, my gadget and gear away. And she says, are you okay? And I said, yeah, is everything okay with you? She says, I feel a level of tension coming from your area of the plane.
She's a nut.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, I'm sorry. I said, tension? She goes, you seem stressed out about my license. And I said,
what?
I'm not stressed out about your license. I'm just zipping up my gadgets so I can pack my stuff up and, you know, we're about to land. And she goes, I don't want you to be stressed out about me. This happens all the time.
It happens all the time, Mike.
Shocking.
And this is loud. Somehow this lady has picked me, of all people, to engage with on this plane.
And you're not even in a row.
I'm not even friends with her. Like,
excuse me, Jennifer, my stress level would go down exponentially if you would shut the F up.
And this was when I can turn, right? I can be sweet.
Right.
She says, okay, I'm glad you're okay. One more favor. When we get to get our baggage, do you mind grabbing my bag from the overhead bin? Because my hands don't really work.
By the way, are the Chili Eaters picking up on this a little bit?
They are terrified.
Yeah.
Terrified.
They think she's a total nut, lunatic.
My hands don't work.
I said, with respect, you're in the row in front of me, so you would get off the plane before me with your bag above you.
Right.
I couldn't reach your bag if I wanted to.
Right.
And then this is when the lady next to her finally pipes up and says, sir, we'll help her. Thank you.
Well, that's nice.
And end scene.
I wonder if her hands ever worked, or only do they stop working after all the wine is gone.
Well, I look for maladies. No, I think she was just hammered, and that poor dog.
She was like Kristen Wiig in Saturday Night Live or anything like that. Yeah, so I bet you would have felt bad there.
The baby hands.
Then you would have pushed by the Chili Eaters to grab her bag. Yes, selfish bastard. Anyway, we have to take a break. And when we come back, a little, not a homepage today, just a little look back.
Nice.
At 2022, from me to you. Because 'tis the season.
Hey, save some for Dad now.
Tonight on CBS, behind the scenes of another beloved holiday classic.
Mr. Crosby, we're thrilled you'll be singing Little Drummer Boy with David Bowie.
Listen, boy, you just have my check ready in my dressing room for when we're finished.
Yes, sir, Mr. Crosby.
Yeah, and another thing. Tell that one-eyed freak Bowie to stay out of my key lighter. I'll give him a backhand like he was my son Nathaniel.
Just stand at your mark right here, Bing.
Now, don't take direction from some haircut. You got that?
people.
Hear Bing Crosby and all your holiday favorites on the Rob Radio Christmas Spectacular.
Yay!
Available for download
tomorrow,
this Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd. It's the Mike O'Mara Show's holiday gift to you and yours.
Some of it really fine.
Some of it really fine. Hey, no need to stress over the holidays this year. Dadgrass now has something for everyone. Tis the season to indulge, so let Dadgrass help you chill out and enjoy the Yuletide ride. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints and flower are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. Try their CBD tincture drops or the newly launched CBD gummies. There's the drops right there.
Yes.
There they are. Yum, yum. They got flavors like blackberry ginger, good time hibiscus lime, and nighttime midnight berry.
Ah.
Chill out without getting stoned. Plus, Dadgrass didn't forget your furry friends. That's right. Save room for Dad now. They also just released CBD dog bones, so everyone in the house can enjoy. Should have slipped that dog on the plane, one of those.
Yeah, maybe the lady, too.
Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. It's out of sight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the good old USA. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
Mike, real quick, yes, I just want to say before I fade it, a shout out to Colonel Michael Colburn, who is actually the conductor on this recording of Sleigh Ride.
Turn
my favorite.
That's the President's Own,
yes,
Marine Band under the leadership of Colonel Michael Colburn, my buddy.
It's on the Letterman Show, and it's on YouTube. Check it out. Treat yourself. It's the best performance you've ever seen.
I get to see the Colburns in Maine this summer. We already made our arrangement. But anyway, this is cool. I like this. I love this song. Sleigh Bell? Right?
Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride.
By Leroy Anderson.
Yeah, sure. I knew it. On the plane next to the big stinky little dog. Oh, fantastic.
Love it.
That was on Letterman, right?
Yes, that's it was. And it's on YouTube, so check it out. Merry Christmas, Colburns.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Save room for
Thank
Dad
you
now.
To Wanda Farmer, by the way. Wonderful gift cards this year.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Wanda. Thank you. We appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I appreciate a lot of stuff. Let me share some thoughts with you as we look back on a another fabulous year.
Yes.
2022. No, that's not
what?
It.
What?
Oh, you got it. Wrong
button.
That's my segment that I really care about. And you have to muck it up.
Mike, but there's only 4 days left.
1, 2, 3, 4. Only 4 shopping days till Christmas. Hurry, 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 or...
Yeah.
You'll be sorry.
Shut up.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Oh, shaping up to be a real disappointing Christmas for Mrs. O'Mara. But anyway, I'll try to fix that.
What? That's Santo's got a haircut?
Oh, he shrunk on the plane.
Did you steal that dog from the plane?
I threw him in a dryer.
well, folks, Rob, do you think maybe I could start now?
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is his time.
Another year is in the books for all of us at the Mike O'Mara Show. At the top of our give thanks list, Mr. Rob Spiewak, as much as I hate to admit it, who despite a health scare of huge proportions was able to power through and bravely deal with some scary shit, as we described it, and turn his liver from Nick Nolte to Ryan Reynolds in the course of a few months, which is pretty amazing. Rob now weighs in at 75 pounds.
Yes.
And his little Rob looks way bigger in the mirror, too. And he's becoming addicted to drinking water and wearing sweaters, which is a win as far as we're concerned. I'd say that. Oscar continued his diligent efforts on behalf of TMOS and Podville Media while finding time to visit the fertility clinic and see the fertility genie and help his mother with everything from kitchen appliances to the proper delivery of weight loss medications. Oscar continued his dedication to his family, his struggles in living in Stuart Little's house and negotiating the streets of our nation's capital while traveling on electric e-bike with his pockets full of 7-Eleven junk food. And, of course, we can't forget Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Mm.
My 2022 brought a full-blown Category 4 hurricane. To my hometown, and for those of you who have never seen what one of these efforts can do, I hope you never have the opportunity. Ian was a monster, folks, and I will never forget evacuating our home. I'll never forget evacuating our home and turning on the news to see some of my favorite parts of our community wiped off the map. The destruction to the Fort Myers area was not only devastating, but it was widespread as well. And I have never seen a worse example of the power of Mother Nature. Not in my life. I'll probably never see it again. But the silver lining was watching the members of my community pick themselves back up and help each other in so many amazing ways. Our area will be back. And although it will take years, and I mean years, folks, I have a new respect and admiration for the residents of my newfound home, except for the snowbirds. Not the snowbirds. Sorry. Don't know when I'll come around on them, but the people that are here year-round, it's amazing. It really is to see what they've done. Now, in past years, as you know, I've done these things, and I've reflected on the state of things in the good old USA. And as we wind up December, I have to admit that I haven't always felt that great about where we are as a republic. This year, however, and I have to be honest, I think I might feel just a bit, don't get crazy, just a bit more optimistic. Sure, we have our demons, but I think I live in an area where hate and anger have always been front and center, and it doesn't seem quite as intense as it has been in past years. That's just the vibe I get down here. Sure, we're still divided, but I wonder if we're at each other's throats quite as much as we were a couple of years back. I think not. as you read often on the internet, haters gonna hate. I don't like that expression. And while I believe that's true, I think we may be getting tired of fighting with each other. I don't think the dividers are gone. I just don't think we care about them as much as we used to, and that's a good thing. At the end of 14 rounds, the fighters can really usually stand, and they can't move, and they're exhausted, but they more often than not give each other a hug. And while I don't think we are quite there yet as a country, I really do feel like maybe we're all starting to believe that hating each other is just not worth it. But remember, DGH,
right,
please do
always
not get happy.
Yes.
As for TMOS, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, about my guys, Oscar has not only been the Energizer Bunny of our little enterprise, but I have enjoyed watching him build Podville Media into a thriving business, along with the wonderful Charlie Burney and all the great folks on M Street. Oscar never fails to be our refreshing scab picker on the air, and I never fail to be delighted by his dedication to me and to his family. As far as Rob Spiewak is concerned, Rob and I have been together for 3 decades, ladies and gentlemen. Rob lived through hell this year. Might not sound like it when it comes from him, but he did. And he still managed to rebound with his corny and delightfully old school sense of humor fully intact. Yeah, I bust his balls, and he deserves it. But I almost lost my friend this year. That's the way I look at it. And that makes you appreciate what you've got. In Rob, I've got a friend, I've got a partner who never forgets the funny every single day, and he brings it when we open the microphones. It never fails, always. I have never been prouder of Rob. While doing our little show, he has managed to transform himself and his life for the better. You get the salute this year, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
With everything you've done. And
thank you.
And look at him. Makes me look so at him. Jealous. So jealous.
I'll try to put on some weight over the holidays if it'll help.
Yeah, well, you know, have a fruitcake. And Pony Boy. Oh, you know I love you, Pony Boy. I'll keep you forever just because of your politics. Finally, the most important part. You folks, all of you, the greatest viewers and listeners a guy could have, year in, year out, you always are there for us. You support our sponsors. You buy our fruitcakes. You come to our events. You send us presents. And you friend each other. And that may be my favorite part of the whole enterprise here. I have never and will never take you folks for granted. I just won't. You are the key to the whole thing. You are. I love you guys. And I'm thrilled to still be doing this as I start my fifth decade of flapping my gums, which is... Hello. There will not be a sixth.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I don't know. To all of the Mike O'Mara Show listeners, their families, their friends, and anybody close to them, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we will see you in 2023. That's my little look back at 2022. We can take a break right now. Thank you, Mike. And thanks to everybody. I am grateful, but remember... And it'll be on my hats in 2023. DGH. Do not get happy. You hear me?
Right.
All right? There are hurricanes out there, for Christ's sake. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa!
Order! Great drive to school with my kid who was talking about Harvard. Said he wants to be a lawyer. Dad, I think I want to be a lawyer. I said, why is that? He said, because I like to argue.
He could be, you know what? Kid lawyer.
Your Honor, I object.
I'll allow it.
Have you been heard on a podcast? It's no time to play grab ass, fella. It's time to get tough and call the law offices of Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
So an Irishman walks into a pub.
O'Mara is on the case and you'll get the money you deserve. The Mike O'Mara bonus show is so funny, it should be illegal. Get a bonus show subscription today through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
Oh, yeah, it's driving me nuts.
He knows all about the birds and the bees, but it's his opponents in the courtroom who are really
You can't handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tis the season for a better you. Whatever your reason is for wanting to make a change, Noom Weight is ready to help. Noom Weight is different. It uses psychology to help you understand your eating habits and learn how to make healthier choices every single day. Do you eat because you're bored? Hello. Or you can't pass up food when it's free? Hello.
Free!
If the answer is yes, free! Don't stress. Noom Weight can help you break the cycle and change your habits for good. Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. Active first-time Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks, and 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution. I love Noom Weight. It's the first thing I check in on because I weigh myself and I put it on the Noom Weight scale every single day because it works. Oscar loves it. I love it. Carla loves it. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom, Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today and check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change, available for pre-order wherever books are sold. Before we get to Rob Spiewak, who wanted to talk about crazy things in his world, crazy things and the Kinder and the Turbo Man toys and such and all of that. I did want to send a shout out to Zoolander, who did get back to me and also surprisingly helped me with a little of the old meds that I was talking about. And he sent me a coupon that's going to allow me to get the drugs that I so desperately need. Yeah. They have that. By the way, these drug companies do this all the time.
They have to.
And sometimes you go through different hoops and you get them. So anyway, that's that.
He's connected.
And he also sent, I'm going to, this year, make an attempt to do the sous vide deal with a roast beef, a roast beast for the family.
May we be clear that anybody can get these samples?
Yeah.
They're available legally to anybody.
Yeah, but I didn't know where to get them, so he just
Correct. I'm just saying that if you're
I got to check with my pharmacy, which has taken to the Greenwalls pharmacy has taken to sending me texts almost every day. I can read it to you. This is what, this is when I know I'm boned.
Yeah.
Every single day. This is how this goes. All right. This is exactly what they say. Where is it? Okay. No, not that. No, not that one either. Hold on. Where is it? Come on. God damn it. I got a lot of
Walgreens.
Right.
Your prescription is slightly delayed.
I'm having trouble.
There is a delay. There is a delay because there is an issue with insurance.
Yeah. Oh, you love
that. We are working
to
resolve it. Yeah. You know how you're going to resolve it? They're going to say again no, and you're going to say, okay, Clancy, no problem at all. Oh, by the way, I watched that Colin Farrell movie last night, the one where they're the two Irishmen, and they have a little dispute with each other. It is weird. It is so weird. It is so weird, but I couldn't stop watching it. It was fascinating. And, of course, it's a real nice thing to look at if you'd like to take a look at 1920s Ireland, which is what they do.
Yeah, oh, you know, I remember that came out about like 9 months ago, right? It's a relatively recent film.
Yeah, recent movie.
The other Irishman is
Brendan Gleeson.
That's it, an older guy, and he hosted Saturday Night Live to promote it. It was great. Yeah,
very cool.
Great.
Rob, I know you had to flap your gums about something. I forgot what it
was. Yes, Mike, this is Speaking of Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas with Rob Spira.
Robert's girlfriend, Blakelyn, is going back home today because she's going to have Christmas with her family, but she had a lovely 3 or 4 day stay here. And because of this, they exchanged.
I'm such a bad person. Because
why?
I have to, because the jokes, Oscar, I looked at Oscar and it was really subtle, but Oscar and my brain works the same sometimes. And so there were like 9 jokes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not
going home in
the
best shape of her life.
So last night they exchanged gifts, which was very sweet.
Oh, like an early Christmas.
Yeah. And we had a gift for her and she actually gave us a gift too. So it was a really nice evening. And I'd almost say a perfect Christmas evening. And we got her some earrings that she had wanted. Robert gave us a clue, and we got her some earrings.
Not you. You don't have to look at it. I just sent it to Oscar.
And so everything was great. The exchange of the gifts went great. I was sitting down looking at my tree, and I hear from Robert upstairs, Dad. I said, what? I need something. I said, come here. And he comes down. He says, if you drop an earring down a bathroom sink, can you get it? I said,
he's a college student.
Yes, he is. He is. And I said, yes, you can get it. There's a small curved, like, anchor.
It's
like,
a trap.
A trap. A small curve
in
the pipe.
It lands in the trap.
And,
and
it's probably in there. Did she drop her earring? He said, yep. I said, okay. And I go upstairs, and already I hate this because it went from perfect Christmas.
Did you go into his room?
No. It went into the bathroom. It was the perfect Christmas evening. And now I have to do my least favorite thing, which is get on the floor. I hate getting on the floor.
Well, tell him, just direct him and have
him
do it. You shut the main off, right?
Yeah. No, you don't have to for a trap. You don't have to.
Oh, you don't, because you can shut it off at the sink.
Right. So I go under there, and there's just so much crap under the sink, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, you mean in the cabinet?
Yeah, because he shared this bathroom with Julia. So there's products and things and whatnot and a small child in Oscar's shot. And there's all
Who do we miss? Who do we see? Oh, I want to see. Can I see a kid?
Come on.
Can I see? I always show my kid.
Oh, PJs.
Come on.
Is this Sebastian?
Yeah, let's get you.
Hey, buddy.
Just say hello real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt the show, guys. Do you want to say hello to
Hi, Sebastian.
Do you want to say hi real quick?
How adorable is
Watch your feet. Watch your feet. Put your feet right
there. Hi, Sebastian.
Hold on.
Merry Christmas, Sebastian. How are you?
They know my name.
Yeah, I know your name because Oscar, T.O. Oscar talks about you all the time. How are you, Sebastian? Are you excited about Christmas?
Yeah.
I have a question, Sebastian. Have you been...
Well, let me ask mine first. Okay. Is there anything that you're looking forward to for Christmas? What do you want from Santa?
A toy Lego.
A Lego?
A toy Lego.
Have you been a good boy this year or a naughty boy?
Good boy.
Okay, then I don't think there'll be a problem.
Yeah. Hey, did you watch the soccer game with your family? Did you watch the soccer? Who's your favorite soccer player?
Argentina.
That's right. Do you like Messi?
Yeah.
All right. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Ask Tio Mike to sneeze like Donald Duck.
Do you want me to sneeze like Donald Duck?
Yeah.
All right, here, I'm going to hand you through the screen. I'm going to hand you the imaginary pepper. You have to take the imaginary pepper. Okay, take it. There you go. Now you shake the imaginary pepper in my face. Throw it in my face like this, okay?
That's
good. Here, buddy, Merry Christmas. Yeah, the kids love me.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Thank you.
Awesome. You know, that shot looks like those things you see on Facebook where they take a young picture of a Hollywood star and pair it with an old picture of a Hollywood star. He looks like baby Oscar. It's great. It's great.
Good looking kid. So where were
you? So get all the crap out from under the sink. I said, Robert, I need a wrench and a bowl. You see this little curve here? There's two little collars that have to be loosened.
Have to loosen and then you
take
it off.
So he goes and gets me a bowl and he brings me up a small pair of vice grips. I said, no, don't need this. Need like channel locks or a wrench. So he goes back down, brings up channel locks.
No.
I look
condescending, Rob.
Because I'm not going to get up again because I'm on the floor. And so I undo it. And then the first thing Robert says is, whoa, the smell. I said, dude, it's not my sink. It's your sink.
They live there.
Yeah, you're the one that makes it reek.
It sound like it's your fault.
Yeah. And so I empty it out.
Is it gross?
Yes, it's horrible. So it's like bloop, 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 ka-tunk, bloop, bloop, bloop. The earring is safe. So we saved it.
Good job, Dad. Mm.
But at that point, I said, now, Robert, go put these tools away. And I'm still under there trying to, and I leave a bowl under the trap because if it leaks tonight, I want to see if it leaked. I'm sure I got it seated, right?
The good plumber.
And then I hear both Carrie and Robert from the basement. Dad! Dad! I said, what? They said, come here. I said, is everything all right? No. I was like, oh, okay. So I go down into... The upstairs, the main floor, and the basement. The basement is not a subterranean basement. It's actually ground floor. So we go down to the ground floor and look in my bathroom, my powder room, my Elvis bathroom.
Your Elvis bathroom, yeah.
The ceiling has fallen into the tub because Carrie ran dishwasher. The dishwasher tripped the circuit breaker earlier in the day. And I said, Carrie, just reset the circuit breaker and start the dishwasher. Okay. And this is on me as much as it is her. There is some sort of leak going on in my dishwasher that it leaked all day. And the best I can figure it, the paint on the ceiling of my bathroom downstairs separated from the drywall, filled with water, then fell into my bathtub.
Totally unrelated problem.
Totally unrelated
Not
problem.
Not related to the ring and your repair work in any way, shape, or form.
Happening all day, apparently. So I go down and I look at it and he says, yeah. And the ceiling's all, and I'll say this, Pony, you'll have to believe it. And my son, just so classy, he says, yeah, and the ceiling's all f***ed up over your computer, too.
Oh, no.
And I go, no, because that's not my computer. That's equipment and microphones.
But nothing's come out yet.
No. That's dry. So the first thing I do is I get garbage bags and I tarp everything over my desk. And I look, and I'm going to send you guys, if you give me just 1 second, I'll send you a picture of the damage of the ceiling. Which is really, it's quite nasty.
This is also related to the dishwasher?
Yeah, because the pipe goes down straight and then across. And here are two pictures of the bathroom. The second picture is just horrible. And you can see that there are Elvis plates around it because Elvis bathroom.
Oh, it's the Elvis bathroom.
Yeah, and there's a hunk of drywall.
Is that the real color of your walls?
Yeah,
it's a
textured gold wall, yeah.
Okay, so
here's where it's halfway lucky is that the big leak and all that stuff fell into the tub, so it didn't cause any damage to carpet or anything.
Yeah. And it could be worse.
But I mean, we're looking at a plumbing situation, maybe a new dishwasher situation, and also a drywall situation because we got two big hunks of ceiling that are going to need to be replaced. All of this within 20 minutes of having the greatest Christmas moment of the year, everything changed. And so I got the computer tarped and I go in and there's still, I kill the circuit breaker so it's impossible to start the dishwasher again. Dishwasher has been stopped and the leak has slowed to a small drip. And I said, I can, you know what, just to be safe, I get the trash can from the bathroom and I put a plastic bag in it and I put it on the toilet to catch where the dripping is, because the dripping is all sort of formulating at the corner of the exhaust fan. Plunk, plunk, plunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I look at it, and Carrie comes down and says, well, what's your thing? I said, well, what we have to do is be very careful tonight. If things start to dry out, we know it's we've isolated it, and we just need to get a repair, and ongoing damage will continue.
So the fact that it's over your computer might mean you've got another leaking issue.
Well,
right?
I think what happened is the water traveled the pipe across the wall and then to the... But the plumber will tell. Either way, he's going to have to cut it out and look at it. But then Carrie comes down and she looks. She says, and you've got that bucket there. I said, yep. She says, it's right on the toilet seat. I said, yep. She says, don't you think it might be brighter to just open the toilet and let the drip go in the toilet?
Carrie.
And I said, right. Honey... When you're right, you're right.
And so, yeah, Merry Christmas.
So I did. I opened the toilet, and all night, if you were in my house, you would hear plunk, plunk, plunk. But as of this morning, no water on the computer. The ceiling is drying over the computer. But my powder room downstairs, the Elvis bathroom, is toast.
Maybe so, it's time for upgrade. Look dated anyways. What I'm looking at right
Well,
now.
I mean, we can update the color, but the Elvis plates will stay. That is Rob. The Elvis bathroom. Yes.
Enjoy your break.
Thank you, Mike. Right, thank you so kindly.
Take a break. Hey, we got Nikki Diamond.
Yes.
It's a big weekend in the NFL. Nikki said the Giants would cover the spread. He didn't say they'd win. I might bust his chopperinos a little bit. We got Nikki Diamond next right here on the final edition of 2022, the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back after 8:20.
I'm sorry to say and sad to bring you this news, but this is the last promo for the bonus show of 2022.
I'm a little freaked by this Christmas season. And we've got flu, we've got COVID.
Mike, who hurt you?
It looks like somebody has a case of the Mondays.
You got the fire.
And the tree.
And, this is awesome.
And all my skin. What about Janet Yellen?
She's hot. I'd like to apologize for saying precautious. It was not a word.
Now here's some info to fill you with glee. The TMOS bonus show will be back in 2023. Get lots of funny with a subscription today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Don't hurt me! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Rothy's. Rothy's shoes, cool, versatile, most of all, they're comfy. You will definitely get compliments when you wear your Rothy's, people. Even better, Rothy's just launched an all-new men's shoe called the Monty.
Oh, Monty.
Monty, Monty, Monty. It's an effortlessly cool shoe that's like a cross between a dress shoe and a sneaker that you can wear absolutely everywhere this holiday season. They also have two new sneaker styles, the RSO2, a more relaxed lace-up that's like a t-shirt for your feet, and the City Slip-On sneaker, a refined luxe slip-on with a roomier fit. To top it off, Men's Health named the RSO1 sneaker one of the top three sustainable sneakers during their 2022 Sneaker Awards. And if you're looking for some gifting inspiration for friends, family, or your lover. Rothy's has you covered with shoes, bags, and accessories for both men and women. What could be better? And remember, it's all recycled material and 100% machine washable. This season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's with new shoes, bags, and more for everybody. Everybody loves somebody. You can snag something for yourself or someone you love. For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at ROTHYS.com/TMOS, people. Thank you. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. The man, the legend, you know him. He's Nikki Diamond, and the NFL is his world, and he looks like he's at the North Pole. Nothing could be more exciting. My God,
Merry
Nikki.
Christmas. Yes. St. Nikki's here, baby.
And wow. Without sunglasses. I think this is your first appearance without shades, Nikki.
Wow.
Better.
By the way, can I just say this? Nikki Diamond says that the smart bet for laughs is murder on 34th Street, a fantastic Yuletide murder mystery, Friday, December 23rd at Magoobies near Baltimore. Ticks and information at magoobiesjokehouse.com. All sales final.
No refunds. That's the policy for Nicky Diamond and anything that he represents. Yes. No refunds. No refunds. Once we have your money, it's ours for life, baby. Stuck it, okay? I'm talking to you, table three, 3 months ago. You freaking parents. Anyway, go on. Very interesting.
Oh, God.
Happy Hanukkah. All that.
Happy Hanukkah. Yes. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm doing well. I'm very sad, though, today. We've lost the great NFL hero, Franco Harris.
Serious, yes. The Immaculate Reception, one of the all-time greats of greats of greats. They don't make them like that anymore. And
they do not.
72 years young.
Two Immaculate Receptions that I've seen in my lifetime, Mike. That is Franco Harris's catch and you catching Carlos Hart. One in a million, Doc. One in a million. That's my gift to you, Mikey.
I don't have anything.
Yes, we're gonna call Frank Glow Harris today. It's Frank Glow Harris.
Oh, Frank Glow.
In honor of Worlds Colliding. The Durham Glow team.
Oh, Jesus.
Miracles happening.
God. Oh, my God. That backdrop, you're killing it today.
As usual.
Well, I'm in a giving mood, you know? When you're in the North Pole around all the elves and the lesser beings doing all the work for you, yes, you feel. Yes.
Oh, God. All right, let's get right to the picks. We're running late. Go ahead, Nikki. Please
let's
take it away.
Let's get to it, baby. Hey, Jaguars on a roll. But, hey, Trevor Lawrence playing in Jacksonville. It's all fun and dandy till you go to New York. It's going to be cold. The Jets have a great team. Jags lost their left tackle. I say the Jets finally get back on the winning side here on Thursday night. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Nobody says that. Why do they even have a chance? They never won anything. But whatever. Anyway, the Ravens, Falcons, Bermuda Boy. There's going to be 700 yards rushing and 9 points. Just don't even watch it. Bet the under. I mean, seriously. Can we not throw the ball? We don't throw the ball anymore? What is this, 1950s? Come on. Throw the freaking ball.
Who needs a quarterback?
Who needs a quarterback? Apparently the Ravens, actually. But whatever, yeah. Yes, Eagles, no Jalen Hurts. I say Gardner Minshew is going to lead them. They'll lose, but they'll cover against the Cowboys. They'll keep that close.
Loss for the Eagles. There you go.
And, of course, Sunday night Christmas, Tom Brady. Horrible second half last week. But, look, it's Tom Brady on Christmas night. He's got some magic left in him. He's got one more gift here in the tree. Tom Brady, three touchdown passes. The Buccaneers destroy the Cardinals. And, of course, your Derm Glow, Skin Glow gang, the Carlo, the Fantasy Player of the Week, to honor the great Steelers running back. We'll be there. Today's great Steelers running back, Najee Harris, will be your Frank Glow Harris Player of the Game. He will glow. He will glow like the light from the North Pole this Christmas tree. Kids, look up. It's a sleigh. It's Santa Claus. Yes. Merry Christmas. And to all, a good night.
What a year.
Thank you, Nikki.
He's gone. I love when he disappears. That's a new effect.
Oh, he got me with that one. Oh, the Immaculate Reception. I got nothing else after that except a commercial break. We come back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final Town of Sound, Sound Town of the Year Town, and maybe we can rename it in 2023.
We shall
see. Who knows?
We shall see. Yeah.
You know, we always like to freshen things up when we go into a new year. Anyway, we've got that coming up next, and Nikki Diamond, great year. Thank you for everything you do. We'll be right back with the final segment of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, O'Reilly here. You know, it's kind of my attention that a great gift for the holidays is the bonus show. And you get the bonus show subscription, and you give it to somebody you like. Simple as that. You know, it's not confusing. No problem at all. Just get your bonus show, gift it to someone who might like TMOS and, you know, where they cuss and they talk about stupid stuff because they're not bright guys. Really, really. And they're not trustworthy, but it's okay. Get the bonus show, support TMOS and all the good works they do. Although I'm not really aware they do any really good works. They make you laugh. All right. Well, you know, a trained pigeon can make you laugh. All right. O'Reilly out. Thank you, and have a happy, safe holiday season. And remember, keep the Christ in Christmas.
Thanks, Bill. Let's talk about the one thing that might be missing from your daily routine, hydration. Liquid IV fuels your everyday well-being by helping you stay hydrated. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins, and you're hydrating 2 times faster than water alone. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss those signs of dehydration, like overheating or perspiration, so it's even more important to stay hydrated. Hydration is also essential when traveling, so don't take a long-haul flight without liquid IV and a bowl of chili. It's made with premium ingredients, and it's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's delicious. It's a great way to start your day. So be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab it in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. We love Liquid IV. Liquid IV. Well, wow, that's the last of the year.
Mike, just briefly, Luca's getting ready for high school. He just wants to say hello, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's say Merry Christmas to Luca. There he is. My God. I remember when he was a little bitty.
There's my
Luca,
partner.
How are
Hi,
you?
Luca.
Hi.
Nice have a wonderful holiday season. What do you want Santa to bring you, Luca?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. You're not too old not to know that there's got to be something there. There's got to be something. What specifically would you like T.O. Oscar to bring you for the holiday? Cash?
Are you familiar
with the notion of a tribute?
Somewhat.
Yes. Perhaps Oscar will give you a tribute.
That's I would wonderful. Also like a driver's license from the
tis the season. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Luca, thanks for joining us this year at Podville. I hope you had a good time doing that.
Thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Merry Christmas, Luca. To you, Luca. Man, I tell you, it's just that time, that clock on the wall.
I don't know what I want for Christmas.
I have no idea. There we go.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, I think you're going to like this a lot. Dave Grohl is just such a fun musician because not only is the Foo Fighters a great band, he has fun with music, and he does something called the Hanukkah Sessions, and it's a secret concert where he does primarily covers. This year, they released the music. It was hosted by Judd Apatow, who, as you know, I've done projects with in the past. Mm-hmm. And at the closing, they did a cover of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears song Spinning Wheel.
One of my favorites.
Now, here's the thing. Apatow sings lead. Not that great, but follow the drumming and the instrumentation. They brought in a horn section for this.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talk about
he's a drummer,
trouble.
Man. It's on the YouTube. Check it out. But it is so much fun to watch.
Really, one of my all-time favorites. Like, from when I when did that? Do you know when Spinning
70,
Wheel came
I think,
out?
1970?
1970?
I believe okay. so, yeah.
God.
And it's funny because they've got the keyboard, they've got guitar, they've got, of course, him on drums, which is great. A horn section. And it looks like
so
the club.
So what is the concert? Does he go out to do a gig?
He does
what?
A secret gig in a tiny venue, and then they release it. It's called the Hanukkah Sessions, and you can find it and check it out. You'll love it. Awesome. Meanwhile, Luke Bryan. I think we should probably close the year with a little Luke Bryan.
He works with Katy Perry, and here's a story he told about trying to talk about deer urine to his son, and Katy Perry just don't get it.
I was FaceTiming my 14-year-old. I was on set at American Idol, so Katy's listening to me talk to my 14-year-old, and he goes, Dad, do we have any doe pee around here, which is doe urine? Watching Katy Perry try to figure out what the hell me and my son were talking about, she was like, did your son just ask you, do you have any dope around the house? I said, he's asking for dopey. And she goes, like, urine from an animal? I was like, yeah, it's what we used to bring the big bucks in. So, yeah, that I feel sorry for her and Lionel and the country education that they have to get from me.
And you see, this is a lie, because what he used to bring the big bucks in is merchandise. That's how he brings the big bucks in.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Luke!
He's actually probably one of the wealthiest guys in country music.
I would think he would have to be. That, yeah. And Mike, I'm so pleased for him.
Yeah, I know you are. You're happy that he's a mogul.
Here is something else to celebrate the stupidity of America. Now, I am not a Will Ferrell fan. We've established this before, but I do like the movie Elf. I think the movie Elf is quite good. Mm-hmm. But now it's 20 years old or so, and wow. Warner Brothers has put out for Christmas a Buddy the Elf spaghetti kit.
What's inside every Buddy the Elf spaghetti meal kit? A swirly, twirly, candy-licious adventure.
Great gobs of frosting.
Buddy the Elf spaghetti features a blend of essential elf food groups, including candy and syrup. So even if you're serving it to someone naughty, there'll be room for them on the nice list. Buddy the Elf spaghetti, part of a complete breakfast.
And lunch.
Yuck. Yuck.
You. Is it real? Are they really selling it?
It's all the goo. And he pours maple syrup on spaghetti in the movie, as you remember.
I remember that.
Mike, here's something a little more our speed. It's Lorna the dog. Lorna the dog says hello.
Lorna.
Hello.
That's pretty awesome. That really, Lorna. You could hear that.
Hello.
It's Lorna. Hey, play that at play. I will have a little trade-off here,
okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Lorna.
Bye-bye.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you know that we are coming on the 50th anniversary of Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve?
Oh, wow.
The special that they run on ABC on New Year's Eve?
I've flipped. I have a regular go-to that I'll watch every year. I watch Miley. Because it's like...
And it's going to have Dolly this year, too, which will be good.
Yeah. She's making it better. And she respects the old school stuff. So that's what I like about her.
Will you at least check in on Pitbull?
I you know what? They're so busy when they're in Times Square. There's just so much going on.
It's nonsense.
Such pandemonium. It doesn't make any sense. They don't know how to weave it all together. When I watch, and I could be totally wrong this year. When I watch, first of all, is she still doing it? Miley in Miami?
Yes. I'm not sure. And it's Miley with Dolly this year. That's the big deal.
And it really is like an old-fashioned variety show. That's why I like it. Check it out if you get it.
Anything can happen.
I will be spending New Year's Eve this year at King's Dominion because they're doing fireworks at midnight.
Really?
Yes. They've got over a million lights. They've decorated the park.
Are you bringing the whole fandamily down there?
I think Robert and Blakeland will be joining us. Yeah, Julia will be doing something on her own, but I've never been to a theme park in the wintertime, so I'm really excited to go down.
Oh, I can't wait to hear a review of that. Oh, wow.
But that being said, with the 50th anniversary, the first one was not Dick Clark anchored. It was actually... The Queen Mary, the boat was docked in dry dock, and the Three Dog Night was performing and hosting on the Queen Mary. It was called Three Dog Nights Rockin' Eve.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the first New Year's Rockin' Eve.
They're the midnight special.
Yeah.
With Three Dog Night, we're going to be your host for the next 90 minutes on this coast-to-coast floating party.
Between now and midnight, we'll be cutting away to Dick Clark live from Times Square in New York City.
We've got a great group of friends joining us tonight. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
There you go.
Alpine, Billy Preston, and Helen Reddy.
I'd watch Helen that Reddy. Lineup, except for Helen Reddy. But that's pretty cool that the first
Reddy.
One was, was on the boat, and it was the Three Dog Night. Now, Mike, we have
Three Dog Night, not the Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. Forgive me.
It was Three Dog Night.
Three
Dog
in the Night.
Three
Dogs in the Night.
That entire clip sounded like a clip from Maisel. That was awesome.
Yeah,
it was. Right?
Let's sweat and tears. What it was like. Joey Heatherton and the AP All-America football team.
The Jewel Hallmeyer Dancers.
There we are.
Mike, we have reached that time of year that I play the final tape of Soundtown for calendar year 2022. And. Longtime listeners of the show know what's coming up. It's a personal favorite of mine. I only play it once a year. And you just mentioned the AP All-America football team.
Yeah, you think about the old Christmas specials that all the networks used to do.
Well, this is from a Bob Hope special, 1983, when they bring out the Associated Press All-America football team. And this is an outtake of him introducing the great William Refrigerator Perry. And Bill Perry has one line.
Had a little trouble with
it. It just takes a little while. Merry Christmas, everybody.
William Perry, you're the god, Clemson University.
Bill Perry. Did the bus come in you? Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill, how'd you get to be 320 pounds?
When I got to be 324 pounds.
Take your time, that's all right. Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even bigger when he was little. Now that he's big, he's even bigger.
But when I got...
Wait a minute, Bill. You know what we'll do? We'll use the person anyway because it's so damn funny, you know? Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got to 320...
Let's take it. Take it from where you come in, Bill, huh? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, rock the stadium again. Come in, Earthquake. Come in, Bill.
William Perry, near God, Clemson University.
Yes, sir. Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even big when he was little. And now that he's big, he's even bigger. Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got on the diet, I was 324. Well, when I got to be 324 pounds, I went on a diet.
Well, I'm sure you feel better with all that weight on.
Mike, that's all I got this year. Merry Christmas, everybody.
There we go. Hey, everybody. It's been a great year, and we look forward to a wonderful 2023. Be safe, and we'll return right after the new year with a bunch of great new shows and some new surprises. And then we'll start our big push to April, where we have our live show in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tickets still on sale, a few left for that show. So if you like to grab one of those for somebody's Christmas, that might be a neat idea. Anyway, we got to say happy holidays, stay healthy. And Rob Spiewak, yes?
Yes, I just want to remind folks that there will be best of segments posted all through the holidays for your ride around the country. And tomorrow and Friday, the Rob Spiewak Rob Radio Christmas Spectacular. A great, great soundtrack to your holiday. Make sure you check it out.
Love you guys. Best to your families. And to all of our listeners, have a wonderful holiday season. We appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak, for Oscar Santana, and most importantly, for Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
Yes.
This is Mike O'Mara saying happy holidays, and we'll see you next year, everybody. Bye-bye.
Gary Krimble.
Love you. Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.